And I'm with Jean-Marie André, who's the head teacher at the school Saint Anne in Etable-sur-Mer. Now, you are a great fan of Erasmus Plus.
Yes.
Why is that?
Erasmus Plus is a European program that make people sharing different products or different action to develop the European idea. So thanks to that, you can have a connection with university to another university. You can have one student year in a university abroad, but you can also work. You can work in a factory abroad, and for the school, you can also have different kind of project like we have. We have two kind of project. One is to welcome students from Greece, and the other is to work on one subject with six other schools in the whole Europe.
And at the moment, you have two ladies from Greece.
Yes.
What do they do in your school?
In the morning, they are working in nursery classes. So they work with pupils aged from 2 to 5 and 6. And they are like helper of the teacher. So they are making some products with younger pupils. They also help the teachers, and they do all the work with the little kids. That's for the morning. And in the afternoon, they are doing more work with people aged from 5 to 11. So they make English lessons because we have partners in Europe. So they work on the flag, on the culture, on the capital, etc., etc. And they also make lessons on Greek culture, methodology, etc., etc.
Your school, St. Anne's in Etable-sur-Mer, is one of the very few schools in Brittany to be involved with Erasmus. Why do you think that is?
It's because it's not very well known. The image of Erasmus Plus is, you know, a student who go to another university abroad. That's it. And they don't know all the possibilities of Erasmus Plus, because Erasmus Plus is like a window. You open the window and you can go everywhere. You can do many things. And in Brittany, they still believe that it's just for university. It's just for big cities like Rennes or Brest or Lorient. When I had the first project, the national agency in Bordeaux, the French national agency, phoned me and they say, "Oh, Etable-sur-Mer, is that neighborhood of Brest?" No, why? Because they were thinking at that moment that it's impossible for a little city to get an Erasmus Plus. I say, no, we just have a school in 1,300 inhabitants. I say, wow, very good, congratulations. I think it's the real problem is because nobody knows the possibilities of Erasmus Plus. That's it. If people knew that, they would have more and more projects, because people from Brittany are very open-minded abroad. You know, they like to go abroad. They like to welcome people from other countries. And normally, we are people from an area which is very European-friendly. So I think that's the main reason, is because nobody knows what we can do with that, with the program.
Thank you very much for the time you've taken to explain to us, because you're clearly a great enthusiast for this.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for welcoming. And please forgive my mistakes.